Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Oh, boy, that's the third time you beat me, Mike. I guess I'll owe you another beer.
Nah, listen, that's okay. I gotta run. We'll take a rain check on that one, huh?
Lost again, huh?
Hey, I don't know what's the matter with me. Seems like that guy just has my number, you know?
Yeah, forget about it. Next time he comes in here, you just challenge him to some Italian arm wrestling.
Well, I never tried that.
Give me your arm. Okay, now, I'm going to pull as hard as I can, and you resist me with all your strength.
All right.
Go.
Well, I beat Carla, and I'm not even Italian.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. Everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
You wine them. You dine them. Tell them how pretty they are. Buy them fancy presents. Finally, get up the nerve to ask one of the little dears to marry you. What do you get for all your trouble?
Squat.
Doc, I thought you'd pretty much gotten over that dying problem of yours.
Oh, it's not as serious as it sounds. You see, this is the one-year anniversary of the day Diane deserted me at the altar. To repress my bitterness would be detrimental to my recovery. So on this day, and on this day alone, I'm going to spew out my venom and exorcise the blonde demon that haunts my soul.
Well, happy anniversary.
Holy moly, guacamole, Terry Hote, Indiana. Oh, I wouldn't throw her out of my bed for eating crackers.
Mm-hmm. Why else would she be there?
Yeah, it's, That's very humorous, Nami. In light of the fact that a leading women's magazine just recently completed a survey which showed that postmen are the most desired lovers right after
rock stars and heart surgeons.
Well, you know what they say down the P.O.
Postmen deliver daily.
We had this conversation before then?
Cliffy, we've had every conversation before.
Wait a minute. People start finishing each other's sentences, they're
spending far too much time together.
Say, what do you want me to have another beer there? What? Hey, did you hear the one about the
Shepherd and the Parrot?
That was a good one.
I had a very nice time.
Me too.
Oh, well, it isn't kitten with a whip.
That's funny.
Sam, I'd like you to meet Brian. Brian, this is Sam.
April. April, that's Brian.
Hi.
And I'm obviously, I guess, Diane.
Oh, right, yeah. So you two have a good time?
Oh, very nice. Very nice time.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, we had a fabulous time.
It was just a movie and a burger afterwards.
Oh, but what a film. And the ground beef was excellent. Very lean.
Liz, I want to thank you for giving me a ride home. That's a great car you got there.
Yes, Ryan has a wonderful car, too, and it gets excellent mileage.
Uh-huh. What kind of mileage you got?
Oh, 35 on the highway, 26 around town.
32 and 24.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, thanks again.
What a putrid display. You know, people come here to relax and enjoy themselves. They don't want to look at that, do you? This is sick. Brian has a big screen TV.
April has a satellite dish.
You are so childish.
Excuse me, are you the owner?
Yeah, that's right. Sam Malone, what can I do for you?
Hi, Phil Schumacher, campaign manager for Janet Eldridge.
Uh-huh.
She's running for re-election to city council. Listen, the counselor is just down the street on a walking tour of the district. Would it be all right if she came in here to meet the folks and perhaps answer some questions for the newspaper reporters?
Sure, why not?
Great, thanks a lot, Sam.
Yeah. Hey, how about that? We're a stop on the old campaign trail.
Thanks, Sam. You're so politically naive. Janet Eldridge is an old money conservative who consistently supports big business interests over badly needed social programs. She's a real political opportunist.
Well, if she's that bad, I'll have her out of here in a flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, Counselor Janet Eldridge.
She's got until Christmas, then she's out of here.
I could use your support in the upcoming election.
Oh, yeah, right. You got fame, money, power, and looks. What you need, I ain't got.
I need your vote.
I need a man. But you don't see me going around bars begging for one.
I give. I know when I'm overmatched. I'm just glad I'm not running against you.
She's smooth. I'll give her that.
Sam, I'd like you to meet Counselor Eldridge. Counselor, this is...
Mayday Malone needs no introduction to me or anyone else in this town. I was a big fan of yours when you pitched for the Sox. I think you're just wonderful.
Well, it's mutual.
Oh, you're a fan of the counselors.
No, I think I'm wonderful, too.
Hey, Sammy. Unless these tired old eyes are deceiving me, pal, there's something going on between you and the counselor.
Yeah, not...
Watching that woman work this room has brought me to a decision.
You decided to work it, too, for a change?
I'm going to campaign for Janet Eldridge's opponent in the coming election. I voted for him before, but he really needs my help now. Would anyone like to join me in this campaign? Working side by side, untiringly, to carry James Fleener to victory?
I would. James Fleener is the finest man to enter public life in the last decade. I'd be honored to work for him.
All right. He needs all the help he can get.
Who the hell is James Fleener?
Boy, oh boy, is Miss Eldridge pretty. You know, back home in Hanover, everybody on the town council has a paunch and smokes big, smelly cigars.
Don't you have any women on the town council there, Woody?
Yeah.
Sammy, I've been noticing. She just can't take her eyes off you. You gonna ask her out or what?
No. What are you talking about?
Well, look at her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She's a good woman, Sam. She deserves it.
I don't know.
Politics makes strange bedfellows, Sam.
So do you and anyone or anything.
Well, Sammy, I guess she's a little out of your league when you come right down to it, huh?
Yeah. What's the matter, Sam? She too much for you?
No, I just don't think it's a good idea to hop into bed with someone who could raise my taxes.
Counselor Eldridge will take a few questions now.
Jerry Baker, Boston Star. Counselor, do you support the effort of the so-called Grant Avenue Coalition to overturn the city council's rezoning of that neighborhood for commercial use?
I voted in favor of rezoning and would do so again. My reasons are a matter of public record. No, I do not support them.
Clifford C. Clavin, U.S. Postal Service, South Central Branch. In view of the carnage taking place on our postal routes, are you in favor of beefing up our leash laws to include life imprisonment for the canine offenders?
I think that's a bit drastic. But I am in favor of doing all we can to support our overworked and underpaid postal carriers. You do a wonderful job.
That woman has got my support, and I will deliver you the postal vote.
Too bad it'll be to the wrong address.
My name is Diane Chambers, and I have a question.
Do you work here? How come no one ever knows that?
Yes, I'm a waitress and proud of it. In a work ethic kind of way. Counselor, you have been accused of being out of touch with your constituency. Do you expect this little stroll through the neighborhood to make up for 4 years of neglect?
Now, hold on.
It's all right, Phil. Miss Chambers, I represent every one of the people in my district. If I don't get out and talk with them as often as I'd like, it's because I'm in my office or at council meetings or in conference with civic and business leaders 16 hours a day. I've never missed a vote in my 4 years on the council, and if I'm elected again, I intend to work even harder for the people I am privileged to represent.
Good, Diane. You got her on the ropes.
Tom Edwards, Boston Sentinel.
Oh, excuse me. I think this gentleman had his hand up first.
I'm not a reporter. I'm just a voter, but I have a very important question here.
Do you like Chinese food? And if so, have you ever eaten it in the bathtub?
Yes, and no comment.
Well, in that case, I have a follow-up question here. What are you doing for dinner Thursday night?
The offer is very tempting, Mr. Malone, but I will have to respectfully decline. The campaign keeps me very busy.
I understand.
What I won't give up for the people of this district.
Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Oh, look at that, Nam. She shut Sammy down.
Impeachment proceedings should begin immediately.
She may be out of touch with a common man, but she can sure spot a common roach.
Sam.
Yeah.
This is Janet's private number. She wants you to call her.
Guys, Janet's private number here.
All right.
Oh, Sammy!
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 Fleener!
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 Sammy!
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 Sammy! Sammy!
Happen to hear that Sam is going out with Counselor Eldridge again tonight?
I believe I heard something like that.
Did you know it was for dinner at the governor's mansion?
I recall someone mentioning it.
Did they also mention that they were going in a limousine?
A limo?
Not a limo. A limousine. So, what are you doing tonight, Diane?
Frazier and I are going canvassing for Jim Cleaner in the neighborhood, and then we're stuffing mailers into envelopes later on.
Well, that sounds like fun, too.
Evening, everybody.
Norman.
What's happening, Mr. Peterson?
Question is, Woody, why is it happening to me?
Well, you're a little late there, right now. I mean, where you been?
Well, I was at Hurley's Market. I took Vera out for a little grocery shopping and then a little dinner.
Yeah. Ah, gee, that's nice, Mr. P. Where'd you go to dinner?
Hurley's Market. They're giving out those little sausage samples on toothpicks. By the way, guys, for your information, a dozen appears to be the cutoff number.
Say, did you hear that I'm going to the governor's place tonight for dinner?
Yes. There was a rumor in the air, back when there was air.
You got a second
here? Uh-huh.
Listen, you know that ice cream stuff they serve in the middle of dinner there? Is it okay?
Sorbet.
Sorbet. Is it okay if I were to ask for chocolate sauce with that?
I think it's wise not.
All right.
And for God's sake, remember that. A bowl of warm water with a slice of lemon in it.
I know. It's a finger bowl. It's not lemon soup. You know something? You know, nobody would have known that time if you hadn't screamed.
You certainly have been at the counselor's beck and call lately. I never thought I'd see you so controlled by a woman. What happened to the Sam Malone who once said to me, "Hey, we're going to do what I want to do from now on"?
Left him in a restaurant with a face full of fettuccine.
That doesn't mean I didn't like him. Whim with Jim? I thought it up. It's very Joycean. If that means stupid, I agree. Frasier, put the box in the bath, please. And if you're looking for something to do, you can start stuffing the envelopes.
I've been stuffing all day, Diane. Frankly, the task has lost its considerable power to charm me.
Frasier, that's a defeatist attitude. We don't need quitters on the Fleener team.
Hey, Sam, you're on TV.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Nice looking thread, Sam.
Yeah, Janet picked out the suit. She really knows what looks good on it, too.
Carla, even though we have our differences and we're frequently at odds, there's one thing we very much have in common. We both like Sam, and I'm concerned about him. I think he might get hurt by this liaison with Janet Eldridge.
Yeah, you're right. He's having a lot of laughs and a hot time with a beautiful woman. The man is a glutton for punishment.
This is no romp, Carla. It's more serious than that. And the worst part is that she's just using him. I mean, it all adds up. He's an outstanding sports figure. He's attractive. And in this town, it doesn't hurt that he's Irish. He's a vote-getter.
So what?
So when the election's over, it's so long, Sam. And I think he's really going to be hurt by this. That's so what?
You are full of beans. Women come and women go in Sam's life. He's just having a few grins, and I can prove it. Hey, a word over here, heartthrob.
Coming at you.
I got it.
You know, Sammy, I've been thinking. You have got a great setup with this Eldridge thing. I mean, you're going to all these high-toned parties, meeting a lot of fancy people, driving around in big cars, and the best thing is, you are getting to do to a politician what they've been doing to us for years.
You know, Carla, sometimes you got a lousy sense of humor.
Sorry. A few grins, Carla.
Whoa. Boy, you look fabulous.
Thank you. So do you.
Wow, thank you. Listen, I am famished here. Do you know what kind of sorbet they're serving tonight?
No, I was curious about that myself.
Well, what?
Listen, Sam, before we go, I have to make a couple of phone calls. May I use your office?
You bet. Right under the whale there.
Wow, look at the size of that limo. Hey, Your Excellence? Does it have a TV?
Yes, it does. Go and take a look at it if you want.
Oh, hot dog!
Oh, boy, huh? The exuberance of youth, huh, Nanny?
Yeah.
Wide-eyed and innocent. Well, I guess those days are long gone for you and me.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
thanks, Ethan. Yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Counselor Eldridge.
Well, please, call me Janet. What can I do for you? It's, Diane, isn't it?
Yes. I'm speaking on behalf of everyone here at Cheers, and I would just like to say that we're all very fond of Sam, and frankly, we're a little worried about him. We wouldn't like to see him get hurt.
What are you getting at?
Janet, I've made no secret of my opposition to you politically, but let's retract our claws for the moment, shall we? Let's stop hissing at each other.
Do you have a problem with cats?
No. But it's the consensus of opinion around here that you're using Sam to get reelected with total disregard for his feelings, and we don't think that's a very nice thing to do.
I see. Well, I'll be honest with you, Diane. That's exactly why I started seeing him.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, we were right. Well, I'm warning you. I have some influence with Sam.
Yes, I know. He thinks a great deal of you.
Anytime I wanted to. He said that?
Yes. He mentions you often. And Sam is a man of few words.
Well, he only knows a few.
Yes. He is a simple man in many ways, but I think that's his strength. I mean, I never met anyone who didn't like him.
Well, good. But I don't understand why we're standing here chatting so enjoyably when you just admitted that you're using Sam.
That's not what I said, Diane. You didn't let me finish.
Please.
Well, when I first started seeing Sam, perhaps I had ulterior motives in mind. But my attitude toward him has changed dramatically. I've learned that Sam has something that's pretty special. I've never experienced with any other man the feeling I have when I'm with him. When we're at a fundraiser or something like that, I'll watch him across the room talking with some people, and sometimes a feeling comes over me so strong that it nearly makes me ache. God, I sound like a silly schoolgirl. That's the truth. Does that make you feel better?
It certainly does. I'm awfully glad we put this matter to rest. You like Sam, and Sam likes you. No one's going to get hurt. Well, whack to Burke. Well, you're really good. You almost had me fooled there. But I don't believe a word you said. When this campaign is over, Sam's going to last about as long as your campaign promises. Well, back to work.
Not quite all of us.
I guess that's about it. Thanks. Thanks, Diane, for all your help. Nobody ever worked harder for me than you. In fact, I think you worked harder than I did.
Did your best. That's all that matters.
Say, Bob, listen. Did you know you're out of liquor?
And now I would like to bring up a man without whom I would not be standing here tonight. Sam, Sam, would you let Phil through, please?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. My campaign manager, Mr. Phil Schumacher. And this guy has been such a tremendous help to me in this campaign. I'm sure he needs no introduction. But for those ladies in the audience who would like an introduction, you're not going to get one.
That was my last chance. Looks like I blew it.
Me too.